This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. We are broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Morning show out today, but what a crew we got this morning. Tom Kelly in, Broads in, Ashlyn Sullivan in. Broads, Ashlyn, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. It smells like football, doesn't it?
We've never been better. It's 70 degrees outside. I'm very excited for training camp today, now that it's not 90 degrees today.
Well, this is the thing. It's beautiful right now, but, I mean, it will be 90 degrees by the time they start practicing at 10 o'clock today.
It will.
Will it? I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, I haven't looked yet. I don't know.
Well, I hope not.
Well, Ashlyn's still walking in with her cup of coffee from her home, so she doesn't know where she is.
This
right
is
now
an unbelievable
she
move,
brought
by the
mug
way
to the show.
Because I heard you guys, you know, you guys were talking about it. I was trying to resolve some technical issues. Ashlyn, you brought a mug from home.
I know. It's my worst character flaw, and I understand it is, and everyone makes fun of me for it, that I just haven't gotten a mug with a cap on it. It spills all over the car.
Yeah, we need to send a picture of this out on social media
or
something.
It's crazy. I can't imagine.
It makes me feel like I'm at home.
I can't imagine sitting in my truck and watching the mug just bobble in the little section for, you know, and it's the coffee's flying on the windshield, the whole shebang. I don't know how you do it.
It makes life exciting.
No, I'm sure.
Broads and I are sitting here like twins with our giant Wawa coffees this morning.
And then there's Ashlyn. Cheers to you.
I didn't even think about the transport situation.
Yes.
With the mug in the car.
And then it gets cold, and you know, you think I would just address it by now, well, and I haven't.
Hey.
And now I can't, because now I'm known for it.
It's a good, it's a good looking mug.
Thank you.
So there
well,
you go.
It's a white mug. I mean, what
it's
are we
from
doing
Home Goods
here?
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, I think it's nice. Nice good size. Get a lot of coffee in there. But a lot for us to get to throughout the course of the show today. And where we'll start, we'll get to the Eagles. Obviously, we're at training camp. We'll talk about our observations from the preseason games. Ashlyn, I know you've been down here at practice a lot, so we'll get what you've seen this training camp. But where we got to start, guys, is with the Phillies. And the Phillies come home today after a 10-game road trip. They go 6-4. A split over the weekend in Washington. But let's face it, that the results of these games are all secondary to what happened on Saturday. Now, I did the post-game show on Saturday with Rob Cherry after that Eagles-Browns preseason game, which none of us will ever forget where we were for that masterpiece on Saturday afternoon. But I'm driving home, and I'm listening to Broads. And
smart man,
Broads, it was terrifying. Where you're, I guess, watching the screen, you're like, Dave Dombrowski's talking, and my first thought was like, did they just like fire Topper or something? Like, what is going on? But it was not that. It was something that was worse and something really bad for this team in terms of Zach Wheeler and a pretty serious health concern with him right now. Here was Dave Dombrowski along with Phillies head trainer Paul Buchheit on Saturday afternoon giving the latest on Zach Wheeler.
We're going to place on the injured list today, effective today, Zach Wheeler. He has a right upper extremity blood clot. and that's why Paul's in here. He can talk a little bit more. There's not a lot we can say on it at this time, but I commend Paul and the doctors here to find this, because it could have been a much more trying situation than what it is. So, Paul, I'm just going to let
you... Zach had been feeling better after his right shoulder soreness, but yesterday some symptoms had changed. He felt a little heaviness, so the doctors here were great in helping to diagnose and expedite that diagnosis this morning.
And, I mean, really not a good situation for Zach Wheeler. First off, you think about Zach Wheeler's health. You want to make sure he's all right. Blood clot, a serious issue here. But when you look at this thing moving forward, and obviously it's got to be a difficult situation for the team and all those guys trying to rally around this situation, but you look at the rest of the season, and I'm not a doctor. I feel like it's unlikely Zach Wheeler returns this year. You know, when you look at the recovery time from this, starting to throw again, working yourself back up, it feels like this is a significant loss and one where you're going to be without Zach Wheeler for a lot of time, maybe the rest of the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we're in a spot where we have to separate the Zach Wheeler, the person, and Zach Wheeler, the family man, and all of that with the baseball team. And it's a very weird position to be in, because we're going to talk about how this impacts the diamond when this is so serious that it almost makes it feel silly. But yeah, when it comes to the team itself, you're losing your ace. And we already had question marks with Aaron Nola and Lizardo and Ranger Suarez in the second half. So what was once a strength with this team is now somewhat shaky. And we already know that the offense is inconsistent. So essentially, I'm shattered with this group. I've been shattered with this group. And I'm broken, dude. I'm broken with this group. I really am.
Well, I'll try to talk you off the ledge here, Brodes. I mean, the rotation obviously was this team's superpower. It's not as super anymore. But I look at this rotation, and I believe the Phillies can overcome this injury. I want to know how people feel this morning. I know it's, you know, this weekend reacting to Zach Wheeler news was really shocking on Saturday, but I want to know if you believe the Phillies can overcome this. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And I'll make my case to start here. I mean, obviously the path just got a lot harder, and I've been critical of Dave Dombrowski, how he's built this team, but this is why you build the team this way. Where you have depth in starting pitching, yet you lose Zach Wheeler, you still do have another ace in Christopher Sanchez. I think he's a frontline starter, guy you can start in game one of a playoff series. Ranger Suarez, Jesus Luzardo, they've been up and down, but we've seen the potential from those guys. Luzardo has starts where he looks like one of the best pitchers in baseball. Ranger, we've seen him do it in the big moments. Even last year, where he's breaking down the second half of the year, he goes out there in the playoffs against the Mets and pitches a great game. Now, he got Noel back yesterday. We'll get into that later on and how disastrous of an outing that was. But Taijuan Walker's been throwing the ball well. Zach Wheeler's a huge loss. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat that, no way to move past that. But I still believe this team has the pitching to get it done in the postseason, even without Zach Wheeler. I think they can overcome
it. Wow. You're a crazy man.
That's optimism. That's optimism I don't know if I've ever heard from you.
How about that?
But I got a Monday morning. It is a little shocking to hear that from TK. But I will say, when you say the names, and it's not as if Taijuan Walker has pitched bad. He clearly has become a more serviceable arm than he ever has in his tenure here in quite some time. But when I think about winning a World Series, being a champion, getting to the top of the mountain, and then one of the names that comes out of your mouth is Taijuan Walker, I go, that's not even on the same playing field, you know? And it's definitely better than anything we've seen from Taijuan, but there's such a big gap from that and then being the best team in Major League Baseball. And I don't think their record really reflects who they are as a squad. So I can't really even hide behind the fact that, well, they're 71 and 53 or whatever the hell they are right now. Because if you didn't know their record and you watched them play on a day-to-day basis, there's not one person who would ever imagine in a million years that they're 18 games over 500.
I hear you. But this is the thing. This is the way I'm looking at it here. Like, I still think you have the pitching to get this done. Like, you bring in Joe Onderon, that's changed the bullpen. Bullpen looks completely different now. And the rotation's still solid. Now, again, are they going to be the favorites to win the National League or win the World Series? Absolutely not. But I think what we got to be looking for right now is, do we see pathways? Do we see a pathway that they can overcome this? And I do see it. I see a way they can move past it even without Zach Wheeler. Ashlyn, where do you fall on this? Do you think, in wake of this Zach Wheeler news, and again, I don't want to, I guess, kind of project here without knowing all the implications. Hopefully we'll get more news on Wheeler and what his status is like later today. But do you see a pathway to the Phillies overcoming this?
I like what you said, how there are options. And I do think they've built this team deep enough. Christopher Sanchez, I think it's very rare when if you were to tell anyone, hey, your ace is out most likely the rest of the season, everyone in the world is thinking, oh, you're screwed, and why are we even watching the rest of the year? But having Christopher Sanchez there, who is an ace on most teams, gives you a lot of comfort. But I was on the postgame show with Ben Davis, and there is the human element of this, that it is so scary. You have no idea when he's going to come back, and that's one thing, one caveat. But with Zach Wheeler, Ben was telling us, and it's so true, you don't replace your ace. Like, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you have to put it by committee of five people. You're never going to replace your ace. And in a season where you have World Series aspirations, when you just look at it black and white, you can't win a World Series without your ace. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah, and I get that part of it. And losing Zach Wheeler is a huge deal. I mean, he's maybe the best pitcher in baseball over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. I think he probably is. But I do look at a guy like Sanchez. I think he is an ace as well. And I think you can slot him into that top spot. And I'm just asking for, can you get 5-6 innings from one of these guys in a playoff game? Because you look at the bullpen, I actually do feel a lot better about the bullpen after the trade deadline. We'll get to the offense and what the Phillies could have or should have done there, but you bring in DeRon, that kind of changes things at the back end. That's three outs that you can basically eliminate. I mean, Kirkering has pitched well. You have guys who you can maybe band-aid it together. I just look at it like this. If you believe they had a chance before the Zach Wheeler injury, I feel like you should believe that now, because the starting pitching, I still think, is a strength of this team.
And that's why I'm definitely lost with this one, is because I didn't feel they had a chance with Zach Wheeler. So you lose Zach Wheeler, and I'm still in this position. If not, I feel even worse. And even if you do hypothetically get 5 innings or 6 innings from a Ranger Suarez who looks good in a game, or Lizardo, I need to be able to rely on the offense then to produce enough. And that's a whole nother element, which I don't, you know. It's now at the point where we're begging for Max Kepler to play over Nick Castellanos, and we all wanted Max Kepler to be gone 4 months ago. So I'm not telling you you're wrong to want Nick out of the lineup at times, but I'm telling you we are so down bad that we're begging for the guy that doesn't even deserve to be on the team anymore to get more at-bats, because you're what is supposed to be power, right-handed power bat, who only has 3 more home runs than Trey Turner, who can't hit a lick for power, isn't living up to the expectations. So when you marry this all together, that's why, unfortunately, I've crumbled. I've just crumbled. It's a terrible, terrible position.
So if I'm asking you guys, August 18th, I'm not ready to throw in the towel in the season. Are you guys throwing in the towel in the season right now?
I'm not throwing in the towel, but when I tell you I'm 0.05% in, I'm 0.05% in. So I still got a schmidge.
Low percentage.
Low percentage.
You just can't be optimistic, because when you lose your ace...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The only thing you can hang your hat on is someone else has to step up. Another element of this team has to step up to overcome a loss like this. Many would say, okay, you got to frankly score more runs. You got to be more productive at the plate. Huh. Have we seen anything that gives us hope that they are all of a sudden, because they lost Zach Wheeler, going to be more productive at the plate?
Well, that's the thing. It is going to come down to the offense. Yeah. It's going to come down to
whether
they can
score. Did you enjoy the base running this weekend?
Of course not.
That was a very nice time.
Like, this is the weird thing, though, is, and it sounds disrespectful, but the way I'm looking at it is, like, even though you lose Zach Wheeler, I feel like in some ways it doesn't, like, affect the feeling that much, because the bats were always the concern. Like, the bats were always the biggest concern. Losing Zach Wheeler sucks, and now you're probably not going to be able to win games 2-1 with that kind of frequency in the playoffs. But I still think, like, the bats are a bigger concern than the starting pitching is. Like, I don't look at this and change my thought process and think, oh, well, how can they get through series of starting pitching? I see very easily how they can get through series of starting pitching.
In a way, I do understand what you're saying. It's weird because I get it. I do. I get what you're saying, because it really is about if the bats stay hot or if they go cold, and that's going to be the difference in winning or losing. So losing a Zach Wheeler, in theory, shouldn't stop you in your tracks. But then the flip side is, then we're almost in a weird way devaluing Zach Wheeler, which I know you're not doing.
Right.
So it is a strange way to view it. You're not wrong, but the totality of this team, to me, just screams, man, they are just not a winning group.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people that are feeling that way right now. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Morning show out today. Tom Kelly, Broads, Ashlyn Sullivan. We are live from Eagles training camp, NovaCare Complex 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. The sun's starting to, I guess, kind of creep out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. I feel I'm not just staring at a blackness of nothing anymore, which is good. There's life to the party.
What is beautiful, just looking out and seeing three football fields out.
Ugh, nothing
is that,
better.
Is that not
if
the best
If this was my backyard,
world?
I'd be a happy woman every day.
An empty football field? I'm thinking maybe a beautiful golf course or something nice like too. That. You want empty turf?
I'm just imagining George, my dog, whipping around.
Well, George would have a good time.
He would have
there.
A very nice time.
Yeah, unless
here.
Vic Fangio's throwing the football, then it could get a little intense.
You should have brought George to work today, Ashlyn. Let him run around a little bit while we're cooped up in here.
He wouldn't be a distraction at all. Great idea.
Oh, he seems like a good dog. No, he sits right around your lap and just chills, doesn't he?
No, he would have a lot to say, okay. Especially about the Zach Wheeler news.
Well, just let him go run around the field, you know?
Sirianni would love that.
yeah, I'm sure.
Let's see how long it would take for us to get noticed.
Yeah, we'd have to track, you know, where everywhere we went to the bathroom. We'd have to go pick that up. Don't want anybody getting in that during practice. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But starting the show off talking about the Phillies here and the Zach Wheeler news from over the weekend. It really is, it's a gut punch, man. I mean, you go through a season and you project things a certain way. And we talked about the trade deadline for weeks. And so much of it, when we plan around this team, was around this rotation being elite, this rotation being great. And now you lose Zach Wheeler. It definitely does, I mean, hinder you. There's no question about that. But I look at the rest of the rotation. I see Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, Jesus Luzardo. I still think they have the pitching to get there. And I want to know, guys, like, what is your biggest concern at this point? Like, after the Wheeler thing, does your biggest concern shift? Is it now the pitching? But because for me, it's still the offense. Like, it's still the bats. That's why I look at it. And it's like, okay, if I felt confident enough in their pitching before, even without Wheeler, I still think the pitching is there. Would your concern still be the offense, Broads, or is it more pitching?
Yeah, no, it's definitely still the offense. Without a doubt, I'd look at the offense and say, you don't know what you're going to get on a day-to-day basis. You can get shut out by the Nationals with a team that stinks, with a horrible bullpen and a terrible staff in general, and you don't score a run, and you have stupid base-running mistakes, so even when you do get on base, somehow you shoot yourself in the foot, and that type of stuff is problematic. But I do think the starting pitching is starting to shift closer towards the inconsistent offense more than I would like to admit, just because if Luzardo gets one guy on base, he falls apart because he can't pitch out of the stretch. Ranger does a good job of grinding when he doesn't have his A-plus stuff, and he still doesn't lose that in second halves of seasons, but he still doesn't have that sharp, crisp, nasty sub-2 ERA Cy Young amazing Ranger in him either. So with that being the case, Nola was a disaster. I think as much as the inconsistencies of the offense is probably number one on everyone's list, the pitching staff is probably closer to that than we would like to admit. I'm definitely starting to shift that way. It's still the offense by a small margin, but the pitching, it's a mess now. It really is a mess.
No, I don't think it is a mess, though. Like, I think you're weaker than you were. But in the end, like, you're going to need to score runs. Like, we look at last year, and this is why, and again, I'm not trying to diminish what Zach Wheeler is. But last year, Zach Wheeler was incredible in his start against the Mets. It didn't matter because he couldn't score runs.
Right.
The year before against Arizona, Zach Wheeler was incredible in that series. Started game one, started game five, gave you, what, 2 innings of relief in game seven? I mean, he was tremendous in that series, and in the end, you didn't score, so I still look at this thing, and I just feel like it's all going to come down to the bats. It's all going to come down to the offense.
Let me give you a hypothetical. So let's say in game one in the NLDS, Sanchez goes out there, and I think we all feel pretty comfortable with Sanchez. That changeup is filthy, and things are rolling in the right direction for him. Let's say he does well, and he takes the ball, and he just takes it by storm. He does a good job. Who's getting the ball game two?
I think probably Ranger. I would give the ball to Ranger in game two. I'd go Luzardo game three.
See, I feel horrible about that. I do. I feel bad about it because I don't think Luzardo is going to be able to last more than 4 innings. And let's say he does a good 4 innings and then you got to somehow manage to get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That is a scary question. Because if you start pushing Luzardo to 5 or 6, that's when we're getting into the uncomfortable territory. Maybe he can survive 4. Can you backpack somebody off of him and you do Taiwan for 2 innings to see if you can then get to the 7th, which is also a crazy gamble. And I felt very nauseous just even speaking that into the microphone. So it's not the worst case scenario in the world to have those two guys lined up after Sanchez, but I think what's also hurting me emotionally is there was once a time where we looked at this staff as maybe one of the best staffs assembled, so that was the bar and expectation for so long, so maybe that's swaying my opinion on the staff right now.
You're going to have to win a different way now, and this is what it's really going to come down to, is these highly paid players on offense, they're going to need to step up. I mean, I'm confident in Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, but now this does put the microscope on Trey Turner and Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm, JT Realmuto. This offense needs to come through for this team. And let's face it, I don't care what the numbers say. They've been underwhelming so far this year. You know, I don't care where they rank in this or that in the National League. They need to be better. And I'm asking for 4 runs a game. Like, if they could score 4 runs a game in a postseason, I still think your pitching is good enough where you could advance and you could win rounds in the playoffs that way.
You mentioned Bryce. Do we know if Bryce is feeling good right now? Because that surge that we had after the All-Star break, he started to look like a really insane Bryce Harper again. He's nowhere near that anymore. And maybe it's just one of those things where he'll pick it back up. The moment gets big. It's the playoffs. It's October. He's a big moment type of guy. But right now, I don't know how much confidence I have. Now, I'll never rule out Bryce just because he is one of those type of players. But I can't act as if I am the most thrilled with his results over the last couple of weeks, because I think that wrist might be a real problem.
I have no concerns about Bryce Harper.
You have none at all?
Not when you get to the postseason. When you get to those big moments, I feel good about Bryce. I mean, he struggled early in the year, and I think a lot of that did have to do with the wrist, but I feel like he's looked a lot better recently. Ashlyn, where do you fall on your confidence with the offense?
Well, it's crazy what you just talked about, and it is so true when you say the high-paid players are going to have to show up when it matters most. Like, that's insane that we even have to say that. That's crazy that we have to make that ask that, oh, they better show up when it counts. When you look at the cap and the money they're being paid and asking Bryce Harper to show up in the postseason here in Red October, like, that's absurd that we're even talking about that right now.
Yeah.
Like it's a question that it might not happen. Well, and it might not.
No, and we saw it with this offense in the playoffs last year. And we saw it with the offense in the playoffs in 2023, late in that series against Arizona. But this is what's so weird about this situation. Because you lose Zach Wheeler. But, like, the concern I feel like I'm gathering from all three of us, we're still more worried about the offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we're still more concerned about the offense than the pitching staff. And I think that really speaks to, you know, how underwhelming this offense has been. But at least I see a pathway with the pitching where if they can hit, if they can score runs, I don't think the pitching is going to fall apart.
It does put it in perspective when you lay it out that way.
It's so sad. Like,
they just lost Zach Wheeler, yeah. And we're not worried
and
as much about
the pitching staff. And we're still
talking about... Right, right. Now, I am, but don't get me wrong, but in comparison to the offense, the fact that you lose a superstar Zach Wheeler, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and we still look right back to Nick being underwhelming and Trey just hitting dinky singles
we're
nonstop.
We're still talking about Max Kepler.
Yeah, we're talking about Max Kepler. Right, so to your point, TK, I understand where you're coming from. I just still have a lot of nerves. And maybe it is because I'm flat out broken and I'm flawed as an individual. It could very well be that. But I'm just so shook on Lizardo with one man on base and him pitching out of the stretch, or Ranger giving us 4 innings of 3 earned run ball where he just doesn't look right, but he still grinds and gets out of some trouble, but it's still not good enough at the end of the day, and that's going to hurt you too. And when you marry all of it together, I go, in what world are they going to all put this together at the right time?
That was pretty deep, Rhodes. I mean, was we're it? Talking about this offense, and you're saying, you know, because you don't believe in the offense, you think you're flawed. You're not flawed as an individual,
no, well, with
man.
The,
it's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm broken, dude. I was on the air the last 2 days, and I'm just sitting here for 4 hours. I can't stand this team. I despise this team. They piss me off. And then I look at it, and they have the second best record in the National League. And I go, what the hell is wrong with me? But then I go, wait a second. I have brain cells. I'm watching this team compete. I know they're not good enough. So don't be so hard on yourself. But then again, I go, well, but look at the record. So as you can tell, it is chaos in this noggin of mine.
This is a 3 a.m. Broads can't sleep.
Uh-huh.
Weighing his options.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts? No. Yes. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm not. But I might be. I might be.
Ask me in an hour.
Yeah. Watching Broads go through these emotions in real time is fascinating.
It's unbelievable.
I just saw like 3 different personalities in a matter of 20 seconds.
It's because we all know what's going to happen, and that's why you're not nuts, because you do look at the record, and if you ask someone not in Philadelphia right now, they'd say, why are you freaking out? It's because we know what's going to happen. We've seen it the past 2 years. It's all about timing, and if the timing isn't right, we're done for.
Well, I want to know how you feel out there. 215-592-9494. Do you believe there's any pathway the Phillies overcoming the Zach Wheeler injury? I say yes. Ashlyn and Broads, I think it's pretty fair to say you guys are on the no side of things right now. Sports Radio 94 WIP morning show today. TK Broads, Ashlyn Sullivan. We are at Eagles training camp. You want to get in? 215-592-9494. Our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Do you believe the Phillies can overcome the Zach Wheeler injury news? That is our Twitter poll question of the day at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. As Zach Wheeler diagnosed with a blood clot near his shoulder, and hopefully we'll get some news from Dave Dombrowski later today. I'd imagine Dave Dombrowski addresses the media at the ballpark later today.
I'd imagine. I think the last I saw on the topper front was Rob said something along the lines of he's going to get some more tests done today. And I'd imagine they're not going to give us too much details, but they're going to keep us updated to some degree on the current status of where it's at.
Yeah, and I mean, just not a good way to start your Monday morning. I mean, you get through the weekend, and the Phillies, not a great series to begin with. We'll get to Nola coming up in his outing yesterday, but the Zach Wheeler injury news, just really a crusher on this Monday morning. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's look back at the weekend. Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Look back at the week. The weekend kind of stunk, guys. I mean, the Phillies split with the Nationals 2-2. You have the Zach Wheeler injury news. And then Eagles-Browns in a preseason game that I wish I could forget about.
It was ugly. I made this joke three times already, so why not a fourth? But that third quarter, I swear to you, I felt I was watching it for 50 minutes. And then I looked at the clock, and there was 9 minutes and 26 seconds left. I said, how is that possible?
Torture.
This is the longest third quarter in the history of football. DTR doesn't know how to throw a football. That was the worst offense ever. Thank God Makuba was able to make a couple of impact plays, because outside of that, what the hell were we watching?
How has Dorian Thompson-Robinson been in the NFL for 3 years?
He was on the Browns.
Yeah.
That's how.
Fair answer.
Thank you very much. I'm here all day.
What's crazy is when you compare him to Kyle McCord, DTR has looked light years better than Kyle McCord, at least at training camp practice. So to
Kyle
see
McCord
that discrepancy.
Like a Hall of Famer compared to
game
him.
Action was jarring.
I think they need a new third string quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about it.
Yeah. And we'll definitely get into some preseason takeaway. We'll get into the Eagles trade coming up in a few minutes as well. They made a trade yesterday that was kind of interesting, so we'll get to that coming up as well. And we'll get to the phones in a second here, but I just need to mention during the break. So we're sitting here. We're all alone at Eagles training camp, and Broads is already out of coffee. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do an Uber Eats order? Is that what we're doing here?
I think that's the move. Now, I feel uncomfortable because there's obviously a gate, right, and there's a security guard, and this isn't somewhere easy to get to, but could you imagine being an Uber E driver and it's, oh yeah, the NovaCare. Do they think, oh, is this Jalen's coffee?
No, it's just
is Broads. It's for Broads? They start spitting in the coffee.
We can just reach through the fence over there.
Well, hold on.
Get it that way.
I'm going to write in the little special instruction, sneak by the right gate and stick your arm through and I'll get it from you. I mean, seriously. So my point is, I don't know how to execute this. I'm shaking. Clearly, all day today, I can't get anything right. I'm all mentally unstable. This is terrible.
I told Bros, make sure to put in the special instructions to put Ashland's in a mug.
Yeah, so let's get this
stick
straight.
Stick with the theme.
Stick it through the gate, and then I need a mug for Ashland. They're going, these people are nuts.
You know what?
Nuts.
Maybe we need to do that for the Twitter question later on. We need to take a picture of Ashland's mug. And ask, is this normal to take out of your house? Like, going out in public is taking a mug from your house.
Let me ask you this, Ashlyn. If you were to have a Saturday off, which I know in this industry, we're not...
What?
I know.
What are you talking about, Broads?
I know.
Don't tease us.
Please.
But let's pretend...
Am I in the Bahamas?
You can go to Home Goods. Ooh, you can go to Target. Yeah, you can get some good stuff. You making that cup of coffee in that mug and walking around Target in that mug?
I've done it before.
No way.
No way.
There's a Starbucks in a Target.
And even better when Target has the cup holder carts.
you put the mug from home in the Target cup holder?
Yes.
With the
proudly.
Starbucks in the building?
Why would I pay $8 for Starbucks at Target when I could bring this?
Because we're dumb. We're dumb. You always spend the money on coffee.
I mean, it's kind of a weird move, I feel like.
I know. I know it's character telling. I understand it's one of the weirder things I do, but I've done it for so long and now so many people know about it. If I cave and give in to you guys, I'm weak.
It's
I
the
have
bit.
To stand
you know what?
By
I can respect,
I can respect the stubbornness.
Yep, I respect the bit.
The Flyers training facility, it's a known thing.
Really?
They talk about it. And I say, you know what? I am who I am.
It's your signature. There
Did
you go.
Did someone say Flyers?
Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll do a little Flyers in 50 later on.
Okay.
I was not
Does that work?
Expecting this.
Yeah, of course that works. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got. And Ashlyn can chime in on Flyers in 50
too. Oh, God, I'm honored.
You can too, TK.
Well,
I want to know your.
I don't have much to say.
I want your point.
Flyers fans are still mad at me from when I was calling Forrester Logan Forrester.
Jeez.
You remember that, Ashlyn?
I'll never forget.
Ashlyn was infuriated. That I was calling him Logan Forrester.
Are you disrespecting one of our first
round
picks?
I like Logan. He's good.
No. Don't do that. He plays great. He plays great without the puck. He plays great without the puck. He's a sniper. Kid's a stud. Don't disrespect.
That was the best.
Logan.
The best is how long it took for people to realize that it wasn't his name. Was doing Logan.
They probably did it. They probably still think right now his name's Logan. Like, why are they calling? What are they joking around about?
Now,
we love Logan.
I'm only his name is Tyson, right?
Tyson, okay. Forster. All right. Stud.
All right. Logan Forster.
Stud.
Hell of a player. 215-592-9494. We'll get to our side topic in a moment here. But first, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ben in Somerdale. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Hang on. I'm taking you off speaker.
No problem.
I was just taking you off speaker. Good morning.
What's up, Ben?
Good morning, Ben.
Real quick, before I get to my point, how crazy would it be, just based on Manfred's comments, how crazy would it be for the Phillies to be in a division with the Mets, the Yankees, and the Red Sox? I don't know if the Northeast would survive the summer.
Well, yeah, we got to get into this later on. I was just, as we were getting ready for the show, heard what Rob Manfred had to say last night in terms of divisional realignment, potentially. I mean, it would make things more interesting. I would not like, you know, the change up from just, like, the tradition of all of it. But, I mean, being in division with the Mets and the Yankees and Red Sox, that would be pretty fun.
I like that part of it. There's other details that are a little dicey with playoff formats and whatnot, but I do agree that being with Boston, two New York teams, what it would do is it would put some pressure on you. Ain't no messing around. You got to go balls to the wall every single time.
You just have to hope that the Pirates are the fifth team or something like that. Getting into the whole Wheeler stuff, to get it out of the way, the good thing, Christopher Sanchez is an ace. Not the ace, but 25 out of 30 teams, he would be the ace on the team, like by a clear mile. And honestly, if you had to ask me top three reasons the Phillies would either win or lose the World Series or NLCS, I don't know if I would put Wheeler on there because, A, that's just one game, and B, we all saw what happened last year with the Mets. He pitched, what, 6 or 7 scoreless innings, and then, you know, everything fell apart. For me, and this is kind of echoing what you guys have been saying with the bats, but there can't be any dead spots in the order. And what we've seen is for, you know, 80% of the season, the dead spot was lineup hitters 5 through 9. But then you also see after Bryce's scorching return, like when he and Schwarber are having off days, like these two series before the Nationals, like it just gets ugly when the top of the lineup doesn't hit. So, you know, in my opinion, you can't have any of those dead spots where it's just three guys back to back to back that are all off. So I think the Phillies will be okay in terms of, I think, the division race, and, you know, maybe a wild card series or a DS series. Obviously, Wheeler would absolutely be missed in a 7-game series, but they are so far ahead of all other teams. Like, if you look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Look at starting pitching war, or frankly, any pitching stats for starting pitchers across the league. Like, the Phillies clear every other team, and it's, frankly, it's not even close. So
yeah.
They got Sanchez, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but like Walker is pitching like the second or third best pitcher.
It makes
on the
us
team.
All nervous to say that name. Yeah, but he has been pitching
absolutely.
Better.
Yeah. And appreciate the call, Ben. Yeah. Thanks, man. And yeah, I mean, I think that's the deal when you look at this team. It's like the starting pitching is so good that I feel like you can overcome it. Like any other team, if you have a guy like Zach Wheeler and you lose him, you're in deep trouble. But the Phillies are in a situation where they have another legit ace in Christopher Sanchez. I mean, Christopher Sanchez is a legitimate Cy Young candidate in the National League right now. And you look at it, if you're able to get the bye, which I think is another huge element of this thing now, where you could set your rotation, you wouldn't need a fourth starter until the NLCS anyway. So you're looking at if you could go with Sanchez and Ranger Suarez, Lizardo. I mean, who knows if Nola can get it together. I'm a lot more pessimistic about that after yesterday.
Sure.
You have the starting pitching where you can still get this done, and it all is going to come down to this lineup just like it would have before the Wheeler.
You might have the starting pitching because I could totally see a world. Would you be surprised, TK, if Lizardo goes out there and let's say he has a really good first, almost like a Nola thing, where he looks really good for the first two innings, and then he walks the first batter of the third, and then it unravels quickly?
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
Right, because I still think that's in there, that opportunity for that to happen. It's too high of a percentage for my liking.
But I also wouldn't be shocked if Lizardo goes 6-7 innings and allows one run, because
he's
done that a lot.
You're right. No, you're right. You are correct with that. But that for some reason, I'm holding more onto the fact that I think he can blow up more than he can go that 7. Because you're right. The last game he went into the 7th, I mean, he went 6 strong. The 7th is where things got uncomfortable. So he can clearly go 6 and keep you in a game, only giving up, let's say, maybe 1 or 2 earned runs. And I would co-sign for that any day of the week. But let me get real quick to what Ben just said about the Schwarber thing. I was driving in yesterday listening to Fransky on the call, and he was giving out numbers. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but when Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, the win percentage of this team compared to when he doesn't, they're essentially the Washington Nationals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and those level of teams. And when he does go long, they're one of the best teams in baseball. And I know that might sound, well, obviously, Broads, but it's crazy that one, and that's why he's an MVP candidate this year. But think about that. You know, it's like you're either the Pirates or one of the best teams in baseball, all based off of one guy hitting a home run. That was kind of just jarring to
me. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's been incredible for this team, and that's why, like, I look at this thing, and again, part of me feels bad about what we've been talking about so far, because it feels like I'm diminishing Zach Wheeler. But, like, if you were to tell me, right now, the Phillies could afford to lose, what, Zach Wheeler, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, I think Wheeler's clearly the one that they could absorb that loss either easier than the other two.
Yeah, I don't think when you speak this out loud, at least how I'm interpreting it is, it's not devaluing Wheeler. It's just saying you have so much invested in this offense. And what we've seen over the years, it was about, is the offense going to line up and not strike out on these pitches outside the plate? Like, for example, the Mets last year, they weren't throwing strikes. The goal was don't throw strikes and they will get themselves out themselves. And that's what happened. So you're just putting the focus and the emphasis on the offense and you can get by with the pitching you have. I don't think it's devaluing Wheeler. It's more just putting the emphasis on this offense better show up and that's going to be either our kryptonite or why we succeed.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, before the Wheeler injury, the offense was my biggest concern and it still is now. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you think the Phillies can overcome the Zach Wheeler injury, and is starting pitching now a bigger concern than the lineup? Not for us, but is it for you? 215-592-9494. I did want to get to our side topic, guys, because Broads, we were talking before the show, and you said you're taking in a little wrestling tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, at the good old Xfinity Mobile Center.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
In the barn, right?
At the barn, baby.
Do you call it the barn when it's wrestling and not hockey?
Nah, dude, that's a
you
puck
can't
drop
call it the barn?
The... Nah, because when the Sixers play, they playing at the barn?
No. That doesn't sound right.
No. So wrestling, nah, man.
Hockey guys are very territorial.
Well, listen, we're very passionate about what we have, and we
only have so many things.
Exactly. We are very limited, so let us have what we have. But yeah, I will be at the Xfinity Center. We're still getting used to that. Watch a little Monday Night Raw later tonight. That's a big day for me. You're at training camp, hanging out with you guys. We'll be ordering Dunkin' Donuts soon on Uber Eats. And then I'll be checking out a little wrestling. It's going to be a fired up night, baby.
Well, you going to get a little nappy in before?
Most likely. I have to also take care of the kiddos. So I got to mix in the nap with I might be going in the crib. My wife might be saying, where the hell is Broads? She doesn't call me that.
How weird would that be if Broads' wife called him Broads?
Never. She goes Hunter every time, and it throws me off. But, yeah, she's like, where's Broads? I'm in the crib napping. I got to find a way. I'll mix in a nap.
I like how Ashlyn's so concerned.
I was envisioning that, like her calling him from the kitchen.
Broads! Yeah, like, no. Broads, I need some eggs.
There's no way that could happen. No,
I sign every card for, you know, Valentine's Day, love, Broads. And every time she goes, why do you do that?
I'm not calling you that.
You're disgusting. You married me.
That is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But our side topic today off Broads going to Monday Night Raw tonight. What is the best non-sports event you've ever attended? 215-592-9494. And I'll give you mine. Now, I've said before, I am a Swifty. I watched every minute of the podcast last week. I was very excited about that, by the way.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I watched the podcast.
Is this my first time?
I had no idea.
You didn't know I was a Swifty?
No, dude. No? And you're saying it's so weird right now that I don't even know if
he's right. There's no way. We've worked together a lot.
There's no way.
I have been to multiple Taylor Swift concerts.
Yeah, because of maybe your children?
No, well, part of it was I used to usher at the Link, so I had to go for work. But I did go with my wife and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law to the Reputation Tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am in disbelief.
Same.
I'm not judging you.
Top three things I would have never thought.
No, I'm a little shocked that you are
stunned.
But there's nothing wrong with it. I just didn't see you as that guy. That's all.
Well,
what's your favorite song?
My favorite song, I like Sparks Fly.
What are we
That's
doing?
A good one, isn't it?
It's an excellent one. Again,
Ashlyn looks like her mind has been blown by this.
So is that your answer, a T-Swift concert?
Yeah, it was great. Best concert I've ever been to.
We've had a good probably 25 shifts together. How has this not come out?
I'm sure it has.
I remember this.
TK, you don't just accidentally say that and then Ashlyn goes, oh, yeah, so hey, Odubel Herrera. You know what I mean? You know, that doesn't just accidentally fly over anybody's head.
Doing a show 10 years ago, Odubel Herrera?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Ashlyn,
and you still didn't bring up Taylor Swift.
That's a good pull for me.
Thank you very much.
But I'll go with the Taylor Swift concert. What about you, Broads? What's the best event you've attended?
Well, you know I'm going with a little... Dude, I don't even follow rules. It's supposed to be outside of a sporting event, right?
You were going
to
say hockey.
Yeah, well I was a non-Philadelphia one. I did a little Frozen Fenway, a little BU Boston College hockey.
That's cool.
I mean, that's pretty sick.
Well, it's sports.
I know.
We'll give
so
you
that
an
was
exception
terrible.
There. We'll
yeah,
give you an exception.
Because listen,
you were the one who came up with the topic.
There was one rule.
Yeah, there was one rule.
He literally pitched the topic.
But because of how much hockey gets ripped apart, people throw it away in the trash anyway. So technically, it's a side sport for the side topic.
Oh, come okay. on.
Well, what do you got, Ashlyn?
George Strait this summer at the Link was pretty cool. But I also don't think my first concert, I went to Aerosmith in Florida. And when I was 13, my mom brought me because she didn't have a friend to go with. And at that time, I was like, man, whatever. But now as I've gotten older, I'm like, dang, that was pretty cool. And I don't think I realized that when I was so young. Okay. I wouldn't recommend bringing a 13-year-old to an Aerosmith concert, but it was pretty nice.
Aerosmith doesn't have, like, risque music, right? Do they?
For a 13-year-old?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't hit me as, oh, you can't be listening to that. Right. But maybe the atmosphere.
Yes.
Are they other headbangers?
Precisely.
You know what I'm saying? Were you in the mosh pit? Your mom's just throwing you in the mosh pit? Figure it out, Ashlyn!
Sent it.
You're just getting pushed around by Francisco Rojas?
The first Aerosmith song that comes to mind for me is the song from Armageddon. I don't know why.
Oh, that is a good one.
Didn't you just have a show about Armageddon?
Oh, I love Armageddon.
But did you do a whole show on it?
No, well, it was one of my side topics.
Oh, okay.
A movie that you're shocked when somebody hasn't seen it. I couldn't believe
wow, that's a great side topic.
It. Yeah.
A lot better than this crappy one. Who the hell came up with this nonsense?
The one that Brode didn't follow the directions.
And then we got Buzz back in the studio. Buzz, I can't imagine, has gone to many non-sports events, but what do you got, Buzz?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. So my freshman year of college, I went to it was the night before the election. I saw both Clintons and both Obamas speak at Independence Mall. That was pretty cool.
That is the most Buzz answer ever heard in my entire life.
Because I just thought about when I was, you know, posing this question to Buzz. I'm like, okay, Buzz, I don't think is a big concert guy.
But maybe with his girlfriend that she brought him to something and he hit us with a political debate.
Buzz watched sports and Seinfeld, right, Buzz? Is that
curb
pretty much correct?
Seinfeld curb sports is really the only thing I ever put on.
All right,
he's a simple man.
Yeah, so Buzz went through a political speech, and that was the most exciting.
Come on, that's like a Mount Rushmore. Wait, that's like a Mount Rushmore of American both Obamas, both Clintons.
Sounds kind of boring.
BUBC college hockey at Fenway?
I saw Hillary Clinton speak, or somebody speak at Temple. I think it was Hillary Clinton. It was not that exciting. I don't know.
So. I'm out.
Not to get political.
I'm out. I'm not a politician. I'm a sportsman.
There you go. Back to sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.